Good morning, Louise Ward.
Morning.
Louise is with Wardenny Books in Havelock North, and also I think you have a shop in Napier too, don't you, Louise?
We do.
Excellent. You have been reading Project Nought, which is by Chelsea, how do I say the surname? Faridi?
I'm going for Faridi. Let's stick with that.
Thank you.
Right. Graphic novels, having a heyday. Maybe it's Instagram and the quick pick fix thing, and maybe it's the accessibility of few words on a page, images telling just as much of the story. But whatever it is, it's a thing, and I've been getting right on board with it. So Project Nought is a young adult graphic novel set in New Zealand. It starts in 1996 with Ren Mitchell. He's just about to leave high school. He's got no clue what he's doing, doesn't have any friends. Stuff happens, and he's kind of running away when he has an accident and cracks his head. He's on a bus, cracks his head. When he comes to, he's in Auckland in some kind of facility, and wham, it's the year 2122, so in a time travel story. The colour palette so far has been kind of sepia, lazy sunshine. Ren's got this retro brown pullover. It's low tech. And then we turn the page, and it's immediately panels of blue and grey, high tech, metallic, rows of kids in hospital beds. Ren panics a bit, as you would. The big idea is that high school students have been yanked from the past by a corporation called Chronotech, and they're running a program with the University of Time Expansion where undergraduates learn history from people who are still living in it. The subjects stay in 2122 for 5 months, and then they're sent back with their memories wiped so as not to disrupt the time stream and mess everything up. Ren points out quite reasonably that there doesn't seem to be anything for him in that arrangement. He's basically been kidnapped. And then he's told by the powers that be that it isn't kidnapping because you're never missing from your own time stream. The reader's ethical alarm bells are going bang, bang at this point. It all sounds like a novel in itself, everything that I've told you so far, but I actually haven't even scratched the surface of what's going on here. So a little bit about the characters. So we've got Ren, Phoebe, who is another subject from 1996, probably with ADHD from the way I'm reading her. Ren's 2122 student partner, Mars, and he's obsessed with everything Chronotech, right on board with Chronotech. And he's massively excited about his studies and hanging out with Ren. And Gia, who used to be a student at the university, but clearly something has cracked off with them. And then a bloke called Tane, who is a security person at the uni, who's really handsome, very cool, going to come into the story much more later. So the author, Chelsea Faridi's bio, states that she has a passion for inclusive visual storytelling. And this is beautifully apparent on every page. One of the characters points out to Phoebe that they are non-binary, and there's a brief comment on that. Oh, gender restrictions are gone now. There are brown people, white people, skinny people, fat people, freckles, Panamu, differently abled people, and they're all just wandering the pages. And it's such a cool medium for this kind of diversity, because the author illustrator doesn't have to describe it in words. It's just there in action, all perfectly normal. The only people who I would say are slightly underrepresented are older people. There are a couple and they are the bad guys, but I get that because it's a young adult story and it's a young adult environment. So I'll let that one go. There's a cool exploration of how things have changed so much that the things that were holding Ren back in 1996 are just not a problem for him in 2122. And there's also a great exploration of big tech and surveillance capitalism. Cautionary tales from the future for us in 2023, because that stuff's already here and we're already quite concerned about it. So this is a nail-bitingly tense story, the pace ramping up throughout the book. Graphic novels are condensed, kind of like poetry, I think, so that it's quicker read than a novel, depending on how long you dwell on the illustrations. Instantly engaging, lots to look at, and a plot that's complicated enough but fascinating to follow. I really enjoyed this book.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Louise Wardenny has reviewed... Louise Ward has reviewed... Project Nought by Chelsea Faridi, published by HarperCollins, $30 the price. Wardenny's, of course, is the name of her bookshop in Havelock North, and this one also in Napier. So Project Nought costs $30 and is published by HarperCollins.